cattle futures ended up a little higher Tuesday. U.S. beef and pork exports contribute significant value to the value of domestic corn and soybeans. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishbel. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishbel with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 3rd of April. Cattle futures firmed and clawed back a little ground without much conviction on Tuesday after being hammered by panic selling in the previous session tied to highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy cows linked to a rare case in humans. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.02 higher, from 50 cents to $1.70 higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $2.43 higher, from $1.35 to $3.07 higher. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from mostly inactive on light demand to a standstill through Tuesday afternoon, with too few transactions to trend, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, FOB live prices were $186 a hundredweight in the Texas Panhandle, $185 to $186 in Kansas, $189 to $190 in Nebraska, and $188 to $190 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress delivered prices were $299 to $302 in Nebraska and $299 to $300 in the Western Corn Belt. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.58 lower Tuesday afternoon at $304.16 a hundredweight. Select was $2.80 lower at $298.99. Corn futures closed 4 to 9 cents lower through SEP of 25 and then fractionally lower to 2 cents lower. Kansas City wheat futures closed 9 to 13 cents lower through May of 25 and then 6 to 7 cents lower. Soybean futures closed 4 to 11 cents lower through Jan of 25.
Ka-ching! More pounds, more calves, more profit. Studies show Hereford Genetics increased net profit by $51 per cow per year. That's $20,000 in additional revenue for a typical 400-cow outfit. And calves sired by Hereford Bulls continue to add value through the chain. A documented $30 per head in feedlot profitability. That's real money and real results. Get more ka-ching. Come home to Hereford at hereford.org.
I had no trendable Tuesday auction results with much volume to share at press time. Remember, if you're looking for weekly market highlights and a summary, check out the Calf News Price Point podcast. You'll find it at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Tuesday amid rising Treasury yields. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 396 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 37 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 156 points. West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME closed from $1.03 to $1.44 higher through the front six contracts. U.S. beef and pork exports contribute significant value to the value of domestic corn and soybeans, according to an independent study conducted by the Jidae Group and released by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Nationally, U.S. beef and pork exports contributed an estimated total economic impact of 14.6% per bushel to the value of corn and 13.9% per bushel to soybeans in 2023, according to the study. More specifically, for corn, beef and pork exports contributed an estimated 87 cents of bushel value at an average price of $5.95 a bushel. They accounted for 512.7 million bushels of U.S. corn usage, which equated to a market value of $3.05 billion at an average 2023 price of $5.95 a bushel. Pork exports accounted for 96.8 million bushels of U.S. soybean usage, which equated to a market value of $1.36 billion at an average price of $14.07 a bushel. they contributed an estimated $1.95 a bushel at an average price of $14.07 a bushel. According to U.S. MEF Chair Randy Spronk, a pork and grain producer from Edgerton, Minnesota, the quality of U.S. corn and soybeans as feed inputs is a key differentiator for U.S. red meat in international markets. He explains our production practices and the quality of our feed inputs is an important part of the story that U.S. MEF promotes to international customers. How we raise our soybeans, how we raise our corn, how we process our feed, and the efficiencies we strive for, he says, those are sustainable practices that help differentiate us from the other beef and pork exporters. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 3rd of April. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.